Yo, good morning, everybody. I hope your week has been fantastic and that you're ready for the weekend, because it is Friday, and we love a Friday. Flex and James here in the studio looking after things as it goes out live. Yes, we're live. Yes. And we have Leanne joining us in a short while. Mashiane Sefuti will be with us. We haven't had Mash here for a couple of weeks. We've also got two other guests popping in. We're going to find out how to invest differently and smartly. We're also going to speak to somebody who's had enough of South African politics, and he wants to have his say, and we thought, you know what? What better place than this? So we're going to talk about all of that and more. What do I have for you? Well, we've got Dr. Hanan, among other things. If you haven't already noticed, and maybe you have if you are on the channel, that's the Real Network channel, you would have seen that we have got a new show called Say Less with none other than Pearl Tusi. Yes, the famous Pearl Tusi. She and her daughter Tando are here. It's brought to you by the Real Network. All the drama, all the crazy, it's every Thursday at 3 in the afternoon. That's when we release the episode. But you know what? For you, we make it the plan. You can watch it right now. Mm-hmm. You can go watch it. Well, not worth. If you want to like watch it instead of this show, fine. I suppose you're allowed to do that. You don't have to stay. We're not forcing you. You're not kept here at gunpoint. And welcome to everybody in the comments section who I see have been very, very busy. We hardly spoke to the comments section last week. I don't know if you noticed. Maybe you guys were just boring last week, but they're back with flame and fire today. Good morning from the UK, says Elizabeth. She says, I am back in 5 days. Can't wait. Counting down the days like a child. Well, you're getting out of there just in time, because you know what they're going to do and if they're going to be doing in Britain soon. Do you know what they're going to be doing?
What they'll be doing?
Keir Starmer wants to look at me like that.
What they going to be doing to Britain? What they going to be doing
Keir,
to be
Keir Starmer, Prime Minister Keir Starmer, wants to put in digital IDs. So if you are a person in Britain, you're going to have a little digital ID which will follow you everywhere you go and will be identifiable to police in case you say something mean on social media, and they can arrest you really easily.
It's not implanted in your skin, is it?
No.
Because that would be revelations and the end of the world,
yeah,
the rapture.
But we're like 2 seconds away from that in Britain. I just don't know how anyone in Britain's putting up with this shit. Like, just don't. Like, is Britain still a free country?
You know, because of my e-tag.
Oh, yeah.
I would have already.
Of course you would have. You would have had the digital ID inserted up your rectum already. I know what you're like. Leanne is such a rule follower.
I'm very conformist.
Have you still got that e-tag on your car?
No, I ripped it out eventually. I have the one.
How long did it take you to realize you were being ripped off?
I still Googled, can I take it out? formalities had ended.
You're the kind of citizen that the government relies on to do the right thing.
Still paying my TV license.
I know.
Don't watch the TV.
I'm one to talk because, you know, I paid that TV. Well, I paid some of it. Now they won't let me go. I made a terrible mistake. I should never have done it. You know, in a moment of weakness, I became you. And now my life is forever fucked.
I do have a late notice, though. I'm late on my TV license.
Oh, really?
That I don't watch.
Have they told you that they're coming to, like, collect your stuff?
And then eventually they phone me and they catch me. And then I say, you know when you're honest on these phone calls and you go, oh, I don't even watch the fucking TV.
Yeah, and then what do they say?
And they go, I'm sorry, ma'am, would you like to cancel your subscription? Yes, I would. Well, then you're going to have to follow this process, but first you have to pay.
Oh.
Happens every year.
Oh. Someone asked me yesterday, they're like, what are you going to be doing for the rugby on Saturday? And I thought, there's rugby on Saturday?
Number one.
Like, if Ben wasn't here on a Friday, I wouldn't know what was going on. And then I realized my TV hasn't been on since probably about June.
Okay, yeah. So for me, it's been about a year since I sat in my lounge.
Yeah.
In my TV room.
Right.
Because there was a rain spider once.
Oh, is that? So you just haven't gone into that room at all?
I haven't.
Do you have to cross through it?
No.
So you just closed the door?
I bypass it. So now
it's like
I
Miss Havisham in the attic in the rocking chair, and
my
the rest of the house is under a sheet.
My lounge area is the biggest part of my cottage.
Right. This is what you're paying for, by the way.
It's what I'm paying yeah. for. But I now live in the bedroom, the kitchen, and the bathroom for a year. For a year. Unless somebody comes in and turns every piece of furniture upside down, I'm not sitting in that room.
Jesus, that's bad. All right, well, let's stop worrying about ourselves being the worst citizens in the country, because somebody here says, Bitcoin Boot says, did you see Kenny Kunene kidnap Sam Oak in a Macro parking? Do you know anything about this?
No.
James Flex, do we know anything about Kenny Kunene kidnapping someone in a Macro parking? Or has Bitcoin Boot finally hit the ceiling? Yeah, they're trying to get him back into the candidacy for Joburg, which is obviously hotting up. Mm. A couple of people, not a lot of people, it has to be said, but a couple of people said to me, oh, did you see Anele and Helen?
Yeah.
And this passes for something exciting in South African media now.
Yes.
This mild kind of ridicule of Anele has passed for some people as the most exciting media interview of the year, which shows you that
we've got not much to go on.
Well, they're still listening to radio, hoping it's going to be exciting, which I've got to warn you, it's not.
So do we talk about it?
Sure, I had to watch it because I knew
I had
it would come up.
The whole thing on YouTube.
Oh, you watched the whole thing? No, I just saw a clip.
I know. So I was getting clips, and then someone said, this is out of context. You need to watch the whole thing.
All right, so then you tell me what happened, because I don't care enough.
I think Anele is an amazing broadcaster. I always have. Mm-hmm. I've always held a very special
space for her. Yeah, she's a great entertainer.
Yeah.
I'll say the same thing.
Yeah. Not a journalist.
No.
And some people are saying this is bad journalism of her.
She's not a journalist.
I'm like, but she's not a journalist.
Also, if you are going to, what is it called, their show? Anele's show on
the
what?
The Club.
Anele and the Club. If you're going to that show for your political information.
Exactly. So this is a younger audience. when we were at 5FM, it was like the old people's show. But it is a younger audience, and it's not about, look, they're factually correct. They do their thing. But it's opinions, and it's entertainment. It's competition.
Yeah.
And listening to the sound of the city.
I wonder if that producer knows that it's a good idea to have a smart political operator like Helen Ziller on, who's not going to just do a stupid game on the show or answer questions.
Remember.
Yeah, we've had Helen on before, but she's there. She's a serious person, you know?
Yes.
So you have to meet her smart with your smart.
Yes.
And the clip I saw, which was not long, it doesn't make Anele look good. So I don't know why they put that out, because it was them. It wasn't the DA that put that clip out. It makes Anele look stupid.
It ended up being, from Anele's side, a bit of a questioning about race and black and
yes, obviously,
white.
But that's always the last stop
where
when you're out of ideas.
It wasn't the point. It was about rich versus poor.
It isn't even about that. Like, Joburg people are just sick to death. I don't live in Joburg anymore. But people who live in Joburg.
For a long time.
I live in Tshwane, which is probably in some ways worse. But Joburg people have to put up with a lot of shit. The point is, you've got Kenny Kunene, which is why this came up, and the PA say they could even leave the government of national unity if he's not allowed to run as Joburg mayoral candidate. That was Gayton McKenzie this week. You've got Helen Ziller. I think maybe the ANC going to go with Dada Morero, even though he's been almost as bad as, remember the Nyaupe mayor? Remember that guy? Like, from what party was he? Like,
some stupid party.
Some, like, terribly stupid party that everyone should be hugely embarrassed about. And the guy was like, he was a, like, Nyaupe dealer, right? You remember him? You remember that guy?
The equivalent of the KISS party.
Yeah, he was so bad. That guy was just, he was totally, totally, totally useless.
Listen, whoever's and this is Anele was right about something, yeah. and that's the confusion about when you have something going wrong on roads or whatever, and you phone it in,
yeah,
and it's like, no, that's provincial, or that's,
oh, God.
You know, that's local. Right. That's you, we actually don't know the difference. There is a lot of confusion. But whoever designed this new road system on Catherine through Stanton.
So Ben complains about it every week.
I actually don't understand.
I think you must complain now. You get your turn to complain about it because this is the cuckest idea I have ever seen in my life.
One
guys,
road.
Do you also have to drive along Catherine? You obviously do. It's the only entrance to here. What a stupid, stupid arrangement.
Where you could turn right before, you can't turn right anymore.
It's so dumb.
Where you had three lanes, you now have one. It's pathetic.
It's so dumb. And there's never anyone in the bus lane.
I was stuck between three buses, a taxi, a car, and a cyclist today.
And this is at 5 a.m.
I thought my uterus was falling out. It would have been easier to compute a uterus falling out than what I had to take this route.
Oh, my God. All right, so here we go. We've got some opinions here. Signet says, my opinion is that Anele was not the right person for a political debate with Helen. Anele does other things, not politics. Lindy says, Lindy Ntuli, from what I've seen, I'm ready to move to Tshwane. Action SA is cleaning up. Even the CBD looks good. Apparently, it's Action SA that Tshwane has to thank for some pool that was cleaned the other day.
That's
You know, slim pickings, but because our municipalities are run so badly, we'll take the small wins, right? Mm-hmm. Small wins, we'll take them. So if that's the case, then, I mean, I'll be the first one to congratulate Action SA. But
I think you should.
I don't know.
You should go and film yourself swimming in it.
Yeah, sure. That's absolutely, Leanne. I'm such a.
It's just
I'm
up
such
your
a,
street.
I'm such a political operator and major political influencer that would be the thing I would do. Joburg and PE, according to Patrick, have one thing in common: uncomfortable amount of mayors. And both cities' infrastructure is fucked. Yeah. Judas says, it was news to me to find out that radio stations run Johannesburg and that Anele speaks for all black people.
There was a very big thing that came out of there. I think I need to rewatch it, but it was something along
the
lines.
You want to watch it a second time?
To get this fact right. Because I thought about this.
Punish yourself.
And I thought, I'm going to get it wrong. But there was a part where it was something about Anele saying, but we control and run Johannesburg from the studio.
I'm sure she was kidding. There's no way she really believes
no,
that.
No, it was a little bit orcs.
Really? Oh, shit. Okay.
It was like...
Yeah, but you see also...
That
this
sense
is,
of power that you
yeah,
have.
Yeah, it's a bubble. She's living in a bit of a bubble. And also, I mean, Judas says here that Anele doesn't speak for all black people. They need to continue focusing on doing their game shows and not getting involved in politics. Hey, listen, radio stations have a right to ask politicians questions.
Yeah, of course.
And if they end up looking bad because the politician's smarter than them, and an incident which hardly ever occurs in South Africa, I might add.
Also
true. I mean, usually it's the media people who make the politicians look bad.
Yeah.
You have to really choose the wrong person on the wrong day in order to make the media person look bad. And that's all I have to say about it. I really just don't. I don't think it's that interesting.
I
really don't.
I think it was the Sowetan Live. I think Helen might have gone. Anele's is a morning show, so she might have gone to Sowetan Live after that. Mm. She was wearing the same outfit in this clip.
Maybe she's only got the one outfit.
She was in a completely different mood.
Yeah.
And it made me realize she's gone from one to the other. She was completely rattled. Was she though? She was.
No,
she
she's not. She
wasn't even rattled.
She's as cool as ice.
Yeah, and then
I've got to say
this other podcast, and she was absolutely fine.
You know, maybe we'll interview Helen. Maybe we won't on this show. I don't think so. The way the show's going now, I want to stay well away from politics as much as I possibly can, because I find politics in South Africa super super stupid, and I think so do the audience. But if you guys want us to do it, we can. Helen is an older lady now. She's
74.
She's in her 70s. I think that's about the age, or round about the age of my parents, right? And and here she is. She's going to take on a job for 4 years as mayor of Joburg if she wins.
Wow.
I don't care if you really hate Helen Ziller, and maybe you found new reasons to hate her. There are old reasons for some people. I just have to say that a 74-year-old has got to have such fire in her belly to take on what an I mean, if you paid me R1 million a day, I wouldn't be mayor of Joburg. What an awful job. Can you imagine going into the CBD of Joburg every day to try and fix that clusterfuck? And you're in your 70s and you're like, haven't I done enough for South Africa? That would be my attitude. I don't know how she's doing it. So whether you like Helen, you like her politics, you believe in her, you don't, you like the DA or you do or don't, I am just absolutely blown away by the fact that someone at that age has the energy to do this. I think it's tremendous. I mean, you know, the same could go for, you know, Trump in America, and he's approaching his 80s, if not there already. These are phenomenal people, and I do think it would be nice if some younger people stood up and were counted. I think it would be great for the country if we had younger and smarter leaders in many places. But let's give credit where
nothing can replace experience.
I do think you're right. I think it's a valuable comment to make.
And I think she's very, very fortunate. I don't know what she's done in her physical life. She's very fortunate to be as physically and mentally fit as she is.
Are you kidding? She does. She's a CrossFitter.
Really?
I don't know.
Seen her throwing tires around, tractor tires.
She's fortunate to be in that position. She's pushing those tractor tires at the gym.
And chains.
Is Helen the right person for the job? Says the producers on the poll this morning. So you can go and vote. Hell yeah, you know. Bring back the Nyaope mayor, or it's time for their youth. Their youth. It is time for their youth. All right, so you can go and vote. There's the Nyaope mayor. Look at that guy. Assas. He looks like such a tsotsi, hey?
You can't trust that one, hey?
Jesus. Okay, speaking of which, I got some funny shit for you, Leanne. Let's take a look at some of this. James, bring up all the good shit that I sent you this week. Let's start off with... You and I often laugh about names and pronouncing names properly.
Yeah.
You know, South Africa's got, we've got 11 official languages, so we've got lots and lots of really cool names that people struggle to pronounce, and it's funny watching them get stuck. But Nigerian names are the winners.
Oh, they're superior.
And you've got to start with this guy, and I know you've got a good ear for this, so maybe with your pen and paper, you can get ready to take this one down. Let's hit this one, guys. Let's start everybody on the right foot this morning.
That's good. So, where are you from?
Where are you from?
Yes.
I'm from Edo State.
Edo State?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. So, what is your name?
My name?
Yes, your name.
My name is Ovuvue Vuevue Enyetuenwevue Ubemugwim Osas.
Pardon? Come again.
Ovuvue Vuevue Enyetuenwevue Ubemugwim Osas.
What is your name? Your name, Afagi.
Now my name I call for you now.
Call it again. Spell them. That'll be your name. I know if you spell them.
If you not say no go school now. If you help me spell them.
Okay. I call again, I help you spell them. Jesus. How would they spell that for you? Where was that from?
Simple. It's very simple now.
But where was that from?
Why they cry now?
Call him again.
I know they make you cry.
Call him again.
How many times I will call the name for you now? The person who spelled them before said,
Why you cry?
I tried. Listen, I watched that clip maybe 10, 12 times, and I tried really hard to get it. I couldn't get it.
Listen, he's a good-looking guy, firstly.
Oh, okay. Is that what you noticed?
Yeah, he's a very good-looking guy, so that was distracting.
So you'd remember his name.
I actually forgive him. I forgive I would take his first name as my surname.
Oh, you would? Okay, there we go. So Leanne's looking for a husband in what, Igbo state or whatever. All right, let's go to this one because there's a South African girl who also it comes down to the spelling, and you know, some people can't spell, but not this woman. She knows exactly how her name is spelled, and she'll tell you if you ask.
Joburg is full of characters, joined by one of them right about now. My lady, introduce yourself. What is your name?
Constavacious Lemazon with 2 Z's and 3 N's.
Moving. Pull it together.
She doesn't think it's funny at all. Oh, my God. All right. So there's a guy who was interviewed the other day, and I don't know if he was saying a name or what was happening, but I think he has a problem. I think there's a health problem involved, because listen to this sound. We may have to play this one twice, guys, for people, especially ones who've just eaten their breakfast this morning, and maybe you got a bit of a sensitive stomach.
Oh, no.
Have you got this one? Yeah, hit it. The best is the guy is interviewing him. His face, he goes,
you know, we deal with that as people, and sometimes it might be right behind you in the queue at the ATM.
Jesus.
It happens.
Jesus, as that guy Jesus. Said to that other guy in the All right, very good. don't forget, we've got a new show with Pearl. I mentioned this earlier, but it's already a massive hit.
Pearl and her daughter.
I know, and it's a really, really interesting show. Like, if you want to see intergenerational stuff.
Yeah.
And also, you know, people are always fascinated when someone really well-known and famous like Pearl Tusi, what is the relationship with her and her daughter? How does it work?
It's also fascinating, you know, for me, because it's me looking back on my life if I'd had a child.
Yeah, you wouldn't have had a child like Tando, though. You would have a terrible child. Yeah, you would have had a child that went so revolting. And I've heard people like that in the shops.
Yeah,
like near the
definitely standing the in the queue
meat section, and they're like,
yeah.
There was a guy like that. There was a guy with feet the other day.
With feet?
No, but the worst.
It's unheard of.
Hang on, Leanne. Let me explain. Like the worst looking feet you've ever seen. You know, when someone has like.
Why did he have his feet out?
He was wearing, because now it's getting warmer, he was wearing slops. And his.
So he wasn't homeless.
His cracked ankles and heels that were gray. They were gray. Mm. And the toenails that went.
I have one skew toenail. And on a civvies day at school once, I wore these cork platforms, which were all the rage. And this one skew toe, some guy looked at my feet and said, this was at Glen Vista High. He said, check her toe hoist to the right. And I've never forgotten it. I always swore that if I went under surgery, I'd have it fixed.
I have had such great reports from people about Roger Rax, who we had on last week, who's from La Sarthe.
Yes.
That oak is fantastic. We're probably going to have him back, but he was great. And I'm getting emails and messages on social media. People just loved him.
I forgot what a proper South accent sounded like.
Oh, really? Because you haven't been
after
there.
After Roger.
Long. Right. Yeah.
No. I'm going there on October the 14th.
God, you really, you know it in advance.
Well,
what's the reason?
A friend's child's birthday.
Okay.
A one-year-old child.
Glen Vista.
To Glen Vista.
All right.
Yeah.
Very nice. No, it was good to have him in here. I think The reason, and I meant what I said on the show that on that day, I think the reason that so many people love hearing an authentic human being who's a real South African, comes from a real place. And we're going to be looking for people like that, by the way. So if you have ideas, if you know someone who you think is also just being themselves, they're not trying to put on a show, they're not trying to act, they're not trying to pretend, they're not trying to entertain even. They just are themselves. And those kinds of authenticity are very hard to find these days. You can't. You go on social media now, and trust me, I mean, my algorithm, you've seen the kind of shit it throws up, right? Just those clips I've shown you this morning. Mm-hmm. And don't get me started on Sylvia, the psychic, who...
Oh, yes.
Now, every week... I don't know, that show must have been on in the 70s. It's like Montel
I've
Jordan
never
or something.
Seen it until last week.
Yeah. Anyway, it's throwing that shit at me. But when you see half the stuff, I mean, a lot of it is, in my algorithm anyway, very, very funny. But so much of it is just such fake shit. Mm. Like there's this, you know, these clips where you could see that they're bad actors and they're acting. Mm. People pretending like there's this, and this wasn't even porn. I thought maybe it would be porn. But like
least.
This girl's pretending that her husband's cheating on her.
Oh,
she's
oh,
acting.
That's happening.
So now you know how stupid that
these
shit is.
People are now paid,
and like the
and
other person's hiding behind the bed.
Yeah.
And I mean, you only need to watch one of these to know that it's bullshit. Oh. But it came up. This is months ago, and I'm like,
so like brands
stop.
Have jumped onto it now.
Just
and
stop.
It's become commercialized, and people are being paid.
Why are brands doing
to
this?
Pretend.
I'm telling you that this
cheating.
This is going to hurt brands in the long run.
And then all of a sudden, the woman who's been abused and is getting divorced brings out her whatever diamond thing that has superpowers.
Oh, my
And then it
God.
Becomes about this bracelet. And then the whole thing was paid for by this bracelet company.
Oh, no.
It's so annoying.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you are in a situation where you've been, you know, caught with some guy, or you've got a baby daddy and he's just not doing his bit. I mean, there's a woman in South Africa. She was caught. This was caught on camera. I don't think this is fake at all. And you can see she's trying to get her baby daddy to be responsible for her kid. You know, we've got an enormous number of people in this country who are registered without a father.
Yeah.
You know, it's upwards of 40, 50%.
That is a point that Helen Ziller raised.
All the kids. Mm. Yeah, well, I mean, it's true. And that is probably at the root of so much of our trouble. Mm. Anyway, this poor woman is trying very hard. And then I did feel a little bit sorry for her, but I also did laugh at this clip. So take a look and you tell me if I was judgmental.
Sure. There's a lot of emotion going on there.
Yeah, huge. I mean, first the anger, then, you know, I mean.
She'd be good in a police chase.
Yeah, she'd be good on a soap opera. She'd
yeah,
be great
too.
In a soap opera. And I think a lot of people get their emotional cues from soap operas. Again, they're raised very badly.
Yeah,
so they watch TV and they like see these people. It's always these women in soap operas who they have these tantrums and collapse,
yeah,
right?
But it's all of a sudden. It's like, at what point in your emotions do your knees just give way?
Ah, and then you just like you start crying, and it's all just very, very upsetting. All right. Well, we do have some serious things to discuss this morning, and some not so serious things. I see Jimmy Kimmel is back. Everybody was so worried. It was like,
oh my gosh.
Everybody on the left in America was like, oh my God, our First Amendment rights are being attacked. Free speech is dead. Hitler's come. It's the Nazis. It's propaganda and Goebbels and Goering and Himmler. They shat themselves, all for Jimmy Kimmel, who they all love because they've all been on his show. He's interviewed every celebrity in the world. He's run out of them now. And he wants to do more TV. So guess what? After a 3-day paid vacation, he's back.
Would you want to come back after being under that
Hell
spotlight
no.
where people have said
no?
even the president, not that I respect
him, he got very low ratings.
He's not funny.
Yeah, he's not, and he's not. He's really not funny. And then he comes back on, and again, these are clips that I did not want to see, just like the Anele Zilla interview. I was having a perfectly happy public holiday, and someone sent me a clip of Jimmy Kimmel, like, crying, or fake crying, because I don't believe, you know what, when people get emotional, like the baby mama there that we just saw,
yeah,
or like Jimmy Kimmel, or when people are arguing with each other and it looks like they're really cross,
yeah,
I don't believe it anymore. Mm. I think so much of it is just done for effect. And
I also think
I think like being emotional is just so pathetic. Like, especially when there's when there's a camera around. I mean, do me a favor,
so
you know.
There is a guy who I follow on TikTok. I think he might be he's a black guy.
There are a lot of black guys on TikTok,
accent.
Right? Okay. Oh yeah.
He rips off people who, you know, like girls who film their breakup.
Yes.
Where they're in the car and they're bent over the steering wheel and they're like, when the one person you thought you were gonna be with for the rest of your life defies you or leaves you. And he's like, how did they film this clip? So he gets into his car, sets up the camera, and he's like,
yeah, I've got to follow him too, because I also don't get it.
And then you watch it afterwards and then you end up driving off.
There was a girl on, I think it was also TikTok, that made it into my universe somehow. She was complaining that she was so busy she didn't have time to shower. Meanwhile, she made like 4 videos about how busy she was. And everyone figured out except her that this is like a giveaway. Obviously, you have nothing to do because you're making 4 videos and you're claiming you don't have time to shower because you're so overworked.
Which, like, you have to set up, edit.
Honey, really. I mean, this is attention-seeking. I think some people have a disease. They have a disease where they cannot get enough attention from strangers. It is their lifeblood. It is all they live for. And it's going to kill them. It is going to take you out. It's going to ruin your life. I'm telling you now, you've got to stop this. If you know people like this, you've got to stop them. And this idea, I saw this guy interviewing a chick who, she was like the typical like blue hair, bull ring in the nose.
And you fat, love a
like
girl
a
with
tick. And she was standing
hair
there.
That's a strange color.
Yeah, it's always a warning. It's like, you know, poisonous frogs, that kind of thing. And this girl was standing there, and he asked her, like, why would you support Palestine if you're LGBTQ? You know they'll kill you in Palestine. She's like, I know, but, you know, I would never go there. And they're like, well, if you did go there, you know they would try to kill you. Like, that'd actually kill you. She's like, yeah, but I want to be on the right side of this, and I just want them to know they've got my support. And he's like, you do understand they would throw you off a building. Mm. And she's like, yeah, but, you know, it's really important for me to stand up for them. I was like, you're a moron, because obviously you don't understand that your desire to appear as a good person to people who don't know you is so overwhelming that it stops your logical brain from working. Mm. And the same thing happens with these emotional people who, like, have meltdowns on camera. Someone is filming it. Someone needed to have a little bit of warning.
If not them.
If not them, they've probably got a crew and lighting. And I mean, a lot of it is pretty well produced. Mm. I don't believe you is my point.
Yeah.
I just don't believe you. When I hear Jimmy Kimmel crying and pretending that he really feels bad for Charlie Kirk's widow, I'm like, I don't believe you. I just don't believe people on the internet anymore.
No.
Right? If someone says they are really hurt by something, I'm like, you are full of shit. You're doing this for clicks and for likes.
It's like, what's your agenda?
You
immediately.
Yeah,
what
you're
is your
a pathetic
agenda?
Loser who wants people you don't know to pay attention to you. I just don't have time for it. But I'll tell you what I do have time for is Mashanisefuti.
Good morning.
Look at you in your shorts.
This morning I was contemplating shorts or no shorts. It's a bit cloudy.
Well, I'm glad you wore the shorts.
Off. Yes, I was like,
and
it's time
as opposed
to heat up.
The no shorts.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, Mash would come here in a speedo. He loves showing off. You must see his. I noticed a lot on your social media the last couple of days. First of all, happy birthday.
Thank you for so this week.
Wow, it's your birthday.
It was on Monday.
Yeah, yeah. Mash got obviously got treated like a king by all of his friends. But I also noticed that you are in trouble again. Oof. You've been called a fat shamer again.
Oh, I've been called fat phobic now.
Oh boy. Again. Oh, Mash. See, even though you once think you were fat, you weren't really fat. You were like overweight.
I was overweight. I wasn't
you,
obese.
They don't forgive you just because you were overweight once.
But my thing is, so I
what if they threatened to do eat you?
No, they just threatened to report
chase
me.
You? They can't chase you. They're too slow.
Yeah, they threatened to report me. But the thing is, I've been on social media for years.
They're going to report you.
I know exactly. Before I post something, even if I'm crossing a line or if I'm about to cross a line, I know very well what it takes to cross the line.
Right.
I know all the policies of all the social media networks. It's very difficult to report me because I'm always within bounds. I know the bounds of what I'm allowed to do, basically. So I made a video and I basically called, I feel like the backlash is going to start again in comments. I said people who are fat are liars. And the reason, and I'm going to explain why I said that. It's not just something that I said out of the blue.
They're liars.
It was from my own experience and from watching so much my 600-pound life.
Mm.
And it was because when I was, bigger, I used to lie not only to myself but to other people about what I was eating.
Yeah.
I would post on social media that, I just ate this little plate of food, just one drumstick and some vegetables. Meanwhile, I ate the whole damn pot of vegetables and the whole oven tray of drumsticks. So I was always lying to myself and I was always lying to my audience. And then when it comes to also taking accountability, whenever it came to taking accountability, I'd always be like, I don't know why I'm not losing weight, because I was gymming back then, but I was not losing weight. And I was like, I don't know why, hey? I'm not sure. Like, I'm eating so little.
Yeah, must
and
be.
That's something a lot of overweight people still do as well.
Okay, so you remember a few weeks ago I told you I was diagnosed as diabetic.
Yeah, but you had your gizzard removed or something, didn't you?
No, and I need to go on to...
No, or they pulled out something last week. Yeah, just last week. Didn't you go in and have something pulled out?
No.
You have things pulled out every other week. I'm sure you did.
I got things put in. I have two new hips, but nothing
two new what?
That's old news, the hips.
Oh, yeah, the hips, yeah.
Oh.
But no, nothing pulled out.
Can you dance like Shakira yet?
I'm able to jump now, which is amazing. I can actually jump again, which is fantastic. I have no pain. I'm ready to go. I'm like a newborn.
You know what we're going to do on the show next week?
Don't laugh, producers.
We're going to find... Yeah, it was the producers, Flex and James, laughing at you. How dare they mock
you? You laughed when I said I'm like a newborn.
How dare they mock
you? Oh, it's a sex thing.
You're almost twice their age. How dare they mock you? Anyway, we're going to find that song from the Pointer Sisters. That jump, jump.
Yeah, I'll jump
to that. My love, I'm going to make you jump.
So remember I said to you, so I actually only bought the Ozempic yesterday and I haven't even had my first shot.
Oh, exciting. Are you going to...
What?
Are you going to take us along on your...
I actually have to take it. It's been prescribed because I'm actually diabetic.
Yes, but are you going to take us along on your journey?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not that selfie person with like... The before, like, and then week three is like,
Leanne, you're going to want to do that.
Week six is like, no. And then week eight is like,
trust me, you're going to want to do that.
And then like week 10 is this absolutely skinny, beautiful woman who's like perfect and doesn't look anything. No, I'm not that person.
Yeah, but we're going to see you every week anyway. So whether you like it or not, we're going to be posting.
That excitement
we're
going to
post those
you.
Pictures no, for you.
What's funny is that I'm not, I know what you're talking about with those liars. I know.
Yes.
And I even have them in my family. I see them and how much chocolate they eat.
Yeah.
I do not eat a lot, honestly. And I'm being honest, I'm not even lying.
Yeah.
I hardly eat. Like, people have to remind me to eat.
Also, you're diabetic, so it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A compliment for you, Leanne, this morning from Snipes, who says, Leanne, you're glowing.
Wow.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Slippery Pickle reminding us that drinking Tylenol will send your kids into the special school. Apparently, that was news this week in America while we're talking about health matters.
Yeah.
So Tylenol is what? It's
a paracetamol.
Right. So, I mean, a lot of people will take that when they're not feeling great. And apparently, you know, the Trump administration, I don't know if this comes straight from Bobby Kennedy or one of these doctors that are in the new, you know, Center for Disease Control or whatever, they're saying Tylenol will damage your baby.
You, if you're pregnant, your baby will have autism.
And as I understand,
as Trump said it very scientifically, verbad.
Yeah.
Wow.
As I understand it, again, I'm not a doctor, and you must speak to your doctor because that's always the best place to start. Everybody's different, and some women who have taken Tylenol because it was maybe the only thing they could have taken for that particular kind of pain or whatever, they're okay, the kid's okay. It really depends from person to person. Your doctor has to know you, and they have to know what's going on. So, again, people, if Trump says something's bad or good, there are a whole bunch of people who will do exactly the opposite just because they don't like Trump. So you had a whole bunch of people in America now who were like knocking back Tylenols just because they hate Donald Trump, which is so stupid.
Okay, I didn't see that far.
Wait, a lot of like what, pregnant people?
Well, maybe some of them as well. I mean, we know that most of the people who don't like Trump also really don't like their own children because most of them are very pro-abortion. So they don't want a fetus to have a good time. We already know that.
Okay, that's a very, very weird statement.
It is the truth. I mean,
but it's a weird statement.
It is a weird statement, but maybe they want to give their fetus an extra hard time because they don't like Donald Trump.
I actually watched a video just last night talking about how there's been such a significant increase in autism in children in America in particular.
This is it. If you look at the map of where there are cases of autism, and obviously, you know, there are places in the world where they don't even know what autism is.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm not talking about doctors, but I'm talking about people, the society, the ordinary folks in society. They might not know what autism is.
They'll just say you are bewitched, your child is bewitched.
I don't know if
autism... Exactly. So there are still places where the hand-washing message hasn't even come across yet.
Oh, yes.
But if you look at the map, it's North America has by far and away the highest concentration of autism.
Yeah.
It's absolutely...
But that's diagnosed autism.
Well, is it
the
because...
The rest of the world's walking around
is it
autism-ized.
I mean, transgenderism is also a clearly a North American and US-specific thing. It's not as big a deal in Myanmar.
But also nowadays, autism is also like a fashion statement now.
There
go on TikTok. Every second
now,
person
now,
Mash
is getting
autistic,
closer to the...
And they're all just like, oh, my autistic ass, you know, forgetting to do the dishes.
Somebody I saw
my autistic
had
ass.
An autism coming out party.
You see?
I mean, come on. This girl must have been pre-20. Had a flipping party with pink balloons and yellow balloons. Yellow for if I'm autistic, because she had a test and the test was being revealed, the results. And pink if I'm not. And she wore yellow because she believes she's autistic.
And?
I didn't watch to the end. Are you kidding me?
There's autism reveal party.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, you know, again, I've said this a million times. What's happening here is you've got a bunch of people who don't have any personality or character.
Where's Dr. Hanan? I need him now.
We're going to get him. These people have no personality or character, so they try to replace it with diseases, because then the disease does the hard work for you and people will think you're interesting. And you're not. You're not interesting because you have a disease.
I'm not.
No.
My autistic ass is going to throw a party. An autistic reveal party.
All right, well, you know what? You're in luck because we do have Dr. Hanan on the line. What? 30 seconds?
I can't wait 30 seconds.
Oh, my God. Leanne's going to melt down. She's on the brink of lunacy here, and you want us to wait for Dr. Hanan? Unbelievable. Anyway, I do see – oh, by the way, we've got this guy coming in a bit later on, a guy called Robert Benetto. This guy is just an ordinary South African. He's had enough of politics in this country. He wants to vent. So I said to him, come on down, you know. I mean, we haven't had a conversation like this for a while. So he wants to talk about all kinds of things. He wants to talk about Joburg. He wants to talk about what we need to hear from politicians. He also wants to talk about the Zilla Anele debate.
Oh, yes.
He wants to talk about Transnet. So we're going to find out all about him and what he thinks in just a short while. That's going to be exciting. Also, in a while, we're going to check in with Warren Wheatley, who's the CEO of Altvest Capital, and find out how we could get involved with investing a little bit differently. And he's a very, very experienced businessman. He's got a lot of interesting takes on what people can and can't do with their money. He's particularly interested, obviously, in things like Bitcoin and crypto. And I think it's been a long time since we've talked about that. So Bitcoin, but you'll be happy about the return of cryptocurrencies mm-hmm. to our agenda. So we'll get to that too. And I see Slippery Pickle is now arguing with people about Tylenol online. So this is great. Tracy says, a spiteful teenager has more restraint than some of those who clap Tylenol to defy Trump. Seriously stupid. They need to get their frontal cortex checked. Allopathic medicine makes no mistakes, according to Leanne Gareth. That's what Slippery Pickle says.
Allopathic.
Yeah, yeah. Don't ask me. That's what he says. He's obviously criticizing you, Leanne.
Oh.
Yes.
Welcome.
James, does anyone ever call you Jim? Congo Chris wants to know. No one calls you Jim.
Okay. It is a Jimmy. That's the shortened version,
right.
Isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. Doc on a Friday is hella new for me, says Snipes. Well, let's go to him. Is Dr. Hanan there? There he is. Look at that. Did you dress up for us this morning?
Aww. I did.
Oh, wow. Okay, we're feeling pretty special. How are you, Doctor?
Yeah, I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Very good. Now, on the sofa here in front of me, I have two seriously deranged people, and I'd like you to just try to find out exactly what is wrong with them. And three, two, one, there. Show the doctor who we got. There they are. Look at them.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. Look at those legs. Look at the legs.
Proper asylum. Proper asylum volunteers, these two. No, Dr. Hanan, we've got a serious thing to talk about here. I actually do have a subject for discussion, and that is the otherhood trend. So marriage and kids are no longer the default path for many people. There's a growing rise of otherhood, people who are building chosen families, pet parenthood. I see more and more of this online. Yeah. Listen, I love my dog too, but if you're calling yourself a pet father or a pet mother, you are screaming into the void for something that you didn't get. There is an admission. If you're calling yourself a pet parent, there's an admission of something huge that you miss in your life that you wish you had. And it's not your pet, I'm afraid. You're revealing a little too much there. That's just my opinion. And then there are people who form digital tribes. So they belong to a digital tribe online, and that's their family.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm not opposed to any of this, but is it good for us, Doc? Is it supplanting a need that we're not discussing? Is it making some people feel part of something when they're just desperate to belong and nobody wants them? What's the reality?
So what I've seen in my practice, and we've seen this all over the show, the traditional household where, you know, in the 50s, the guy went to work, the woman looked after the home and the kids, and meaning came from building a tribe at home. You have a husband, you have a wife, you have 2.3 children, and that equals happiness and meaning. That traditional household, which equated to meaning, is no longer the case. So people are getting married less, people are having less children. The traditional household, mom, dad, children, is breaking apart. And it doesn't mean there's less meaning. As a matter of fact, we know from research that meaning doesn't necessarily come from, you know, getting married or having kids. Some unmarried people find happiness in finding purpose and driving their own sense of meaning, or deriving their own sense of meaning from other things. So the alarm was going off. Obviously. So we get meaning not necessarily from being a partner and from that identity, or being a parent from that identity, but now we find other ways to get meaning from our jobs. Because also, if you think about it, things are becoming way more expensive. The traditional household is no longer feasible for the young couple. Owning a home in the 50s was a lot more affordable for a family or two. Now it's almost impossible. So now women have to go out and work, and therefore finding a husband or a wife is no longer the chosen way. But suddenly, economically, we had to find other ways to make ends meet. And loneliness is going up. Since COVID, people are no longer connecting as much as we normally did or previously did with other human beings. So we find meaning and purpose through digitizing our social connections. The likes mean much more than going out and playing with your friends and, you know, finding pets or finding meaning and comfort through connecting to your pets is a lot more easier, a lot more of a feasible option than going out and making friends.
Do I make a point or am I being mean when, and because Leanne is already like getting ready to argue with me, I can see when people call themselves pet parents and they, you know, their profile pic is them with their pet or whatever, I just get the feeling that they're really, they protest too much. Like they're not really happy. The pet's filling a void that no one could and no one would. And I do think that this has gone to, I'm a pet owner and I love my dog to pieces. I post pictures with the dog all the time. But
Pet owner.
Yeah, I own the pet. She's the fucking, if I don't feed
arguing,
it.
I'm not arguing.
If I don't feed the pet, then it dies, Leanne.
You said Leanne is about to argue with me.
Well, come on.
And then I just repeated what you said, pet owner, two words, and you think I'm arguing. What if I agree with you?
How do you feel when people call themselves pet parents?
I took my cat to the vet last night.
Yes, what happened?
She had sore teeth, so she was pawing at her teeth, at her face.
What did you feed her, man?
And the vet lifted up her lip and revealed that she had a terrible tooth infection.
Oy.
So we agreed that surgery would be the way forward because she's 16.
How much?
Blood test. He came back to me with a little piece of paper and sat next to me. This is last night. And said her creatine is 11. Sorry, 77, and it's meant to be 7.
Creatine?
Yeah.
Yarrabut. Isn't that what you use in gym? That's what Mash uses to train at gym. His muscles are so
related to kidney failure.
Okay.
Oh.
And he said, your cat is dying and has a few days left to live.
Oh, shit.
Just like that.
And I put her down last night.
Oh.
So coming to me today with that argument of not calling myself a pet mom, I had her from, in fact, I think you and I might have been on air together when I lost a ginger cat and somebody said, I've just found 6 ginger kitties. Their mom's been driven over.
I remember that.
A week old.
Yeah.
That was Saffron, who I adopted then and I hand reared her.
How many years?
16 and a half.
Long time.
And I had to put her down last night.
It's not nice.
So it's the worst time for you to come at me with.
I'm not coming at you. Don't you start your victim bullshit.
Leanne, are you okay?
No, it's terrible. It's absolutely awful.
Sure. I'd be bawling my eyes
out. It's easily one of the most horrible things to do, but. You call yourself a pet parent. It doesn't change the argument.
No, but last night I did say I'm a bad mom because I didn't pick up. She was climbing trees yesterday morning. And I used the words, I'm a bad mom.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with you about that. even I know that would be a terrible idea. Right? I'd scratch my eyes out like a cat. Am I right?
Just slowly moonwalk out of this, Gareth.
No, I don't want to. Please, you heard me shout back at her. I'm not frightened of Leanne.
Where are the eggshells?
What do you make of people? Are there people who are trying to replace something that they don't have?
Of course. I mean, look, we human nature, we need a sense of belonging. We are social beings. We like to connect with other people. We like to connect with other things. And these days, people are connecting even to AI and robots because we don't speak to walls, because walls don't respond back. So, you know, the whole thing about it's cathartic to, you know, to just say your feelings and express your feelings. It's not true. It's not the expression that is cathartic. It's the feedback that's cathartic, or even the make-believe feedback. That's why we speak to AI. It's the make-believe feedback that is cathartic. So we're looking for feedback. We're looking for that sense of belonging with another human being or another thing. So if you can't find it through another person, people look for it in pets. People look for it in AI. People look for it in robots, on computers, on social media. We're looking for any form of feedback.
I noticed Mash was smiling just now when I mentioned digital tribes because, I mean, he's probably going to tell me, like, someone in his family died now. How dare I ask? Or, fuck. In for a penny, in for a pound. Let's go for it, Mash. So what do you want to tell us? What sad shit happened in your life this week that you want to blame on me?
No, so from my end, there was a point in my life where I basically had no friends. I had no friends.
Well,
I knew
fat.
Nobody.
Fuck, Eric, Jesus.
So I found solace on social media. And
okay,
I started.
How did that work?
So I just met people there. And all my friends currently, all the people who are my friends now in my life, are people I met on social media. There's nobody from high school. There's nobody from varsity. It's literally just people from social media. It's my little social tribe. And we just connected so much better than anybody I could have ever connected with because we were there in the comments of some dark tweets.
Mm.
And we were just all together there. And we just realized that we all have the same sense of humor. We all like the same stuff. And we just got on.
But that's better than a high school or something where you're just thrown into a situation
yes.
and have to get on.
You know it's what, like Leanne? I don't like the way you just lashed out at Mash for no reason. All right, Dr. Hanan, is Mash unique in that way, or are there lots of people who are finding most of their friends through online interactions? And then obviously, you got to meet in real life at some point, right?
Yes.
Those are the people you were celebrating your birthday with this week.
Yes.
Okay. So these are real friendships,
right,
that it's like just a place you meet.
But I just caution on one thing. Naturally, we connect with people that we have something in common with. We have common denominators. So we like people that are very much like us. So we like people that support the same soccer teams as we do. We like people that have the same sense of humor that we do. We like people that support the same political party that we do. We just connect to people that are very similar to us because it's less threatening. So naturally, you will look and your brain will search for familiarity in someone else. And just remember that you've got to put people in the correct box. Just because you connect with somebody on a soccer team doesn't mean you connect with somebody on a value system. Just because you connect with somebody on a political spectrum doesn't mean you connect with somebody on, you know, on family dynamics and family morality. So just be aware that your social friends on social media, that is, you connect with them on a particular area, but it doesn't mean you connect with them on everything. So just be careful following the tribe in totality, as opposed to just putting people in the correct box and connecting with them in that box and not necessarily on any other platform or any other area or specific aspect of that connection. Just put them in the box and connect with them specifically with that box and nothing else.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Congo Chris says, and I'm going to go into this very trepidatiously, pet parents fall into two categories. Personality lacking dog owners, Yorkie and Dachshund owners in brackets, he says.
Oh, wow. Specific.
And cat owners with toxoplasmosis from breathing in too much cat shit.
Oh, no.
So there we go. Calling oneself a pet parent, says Judas, is delusional because that pet came from their parent and then you took them away from them without asking their permission. Humans don't birth pets. They adopt or buy them. When pets die, you get a bit upset, but they can be replaced, says Judas. Very concerned with your sadness this morning,
Judas. I have
Judas.
Referred to, because, I mean, you know, all of my pets have been adopted
yeah.
or rescued or they found me.
Right.
They just pitched up.
Well, they've heard this free board and lodging.
Yeah, yeah. Rent free. And I have referred to my very first cat as my firstborn.
Oh, you see. Okay, we really struck a nerve here this morning, Doc. Doc,
yeah, I think Leanne has learned. Leanne should learn that this is not the place to seek sympathy. You know, shed a tear and you get absolute bulldozed by the mob.
Yeah, clearly it's, you see, it's not just me, it's the audience as well. They don't give a shit about your feelings. Yeah, so
but actually Mash was shedding a tear for me.
Yeah,
so.
He did,
I was sure. actually volunteering at a rescue shelter just last Sunday. This
oh,
past
wow.
Sunday. And
ooh, that's where it starts, just be careful.
The next thing you know, you have 10 cats.
Yeah.
That was very emotional. It really was. Mm. I love animals.
Mm. this is a concern. Slippery Pickle says, I got my friend's wife on deworming medicine last week because toxoplasmosis is a real threat to humanity.
That ivermectin is a dewormer, that stuff that people were taking during,
during COVID, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't realize that until yesterday when I was picking up my medication.
Well, I would say consult your doctor on that front again.
Yeah.
But this is not the place for us to have a deep, in-depth discussion about toxoplasmosis. Anyway, Doc, thank you very much. You came into the hive this morning and we all got stung. Thank you. Very good. All right. Happy Friday and happy weekend. And by the way, if you are Jewish and it was Rosh Hashanah this week, which is Jewish New Year, so happy on that front. Also, how was your Heritage Day? I noticed Heritage Day for, and I'm asking both of you, Heritage Day in South Africa has become a dress-up.
Oh, it should be.
Okay, it's but now. A dress-up.
What is your heritage
here? What are we wearing?
Kiwi.
What exactly?
Kiwi. What is your heritage, Leanne? Kiwi.
What the fuck are we wearing?
What do you mean?
What am I going to wear on Heritage Day? I'm South African. I was born in South Africa. I identify as a South African, but boy, will I get shot down for that.
What do you mean? Who's going to shoot? That's like the most blancmange thing anyone could say. Why would you be shot down for that?
What am I going to wear then?
Where's your family from, like your family history?
The South.
The South of Joburg.
Yeah, then you should just...
I mean, where else?
Did you hear what Roger Rax said last week?
What?
You must have... a grandpa in a Coca-Cola first thing in the morning.
Oh, really?
Apparently. That is what he said, right?
That's heritage.
Yeah, grandpa and then...
So if I had to dig far, far, far back...
Yeah.
Great, great grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
It would be Scottish.
Yeah, but you know what? It's just an occasion to dress up. Most of the people who are dressing up, they don't know a whole lot about their family history. And that's okay. It's just a fun thing. I must tell you, I saw some... beautiful outfits, and I thought people looked colorful and happy. I mean, here in our office, there's someone called Hazel. I'm going to send you the picture.
Yeah. Leanne, you don't even have to wear stuff from your own culture. There were so many black people at work wearing saris.
Exactly.
Simply because they were like, oh, we look nice in these things.
Isn't it cultural appropriation or something?
Not at all. That's an American thing. We don't do that here in South Africa.
No, we don't give a shit.
Just buy a Zulu outfit, a little thing like some beads that just are here.
Yeah.
And a little strepezana,
tits
out, and
just do it. I mean, Leanne, you could.
You obviously haven't seen what's under this dress.
No, but you could. I mean, have you seen some of the? Have you seen the reed dancers? There's nothing. They're all kind of titties going
there. Yeah, there's no body shaming there.
Absolutely.
So you could, and I don't think people are doing it as like a exclusionary thing. It's an inclusionary thing, and I do. I like the fact that so many people are dressing up.
I'm happy to hear that because
I'm sorry you were sitting there crying in your house, not dressing up.
In my office. There is only one person of color, which is very rare.
Jesus, where do you work in the Freightfront Plus?
Jesus, yeah.
Very, very rare. And he happens to be Zimbabwean.
Okay.
And he said, what are we wearing on Heritage Day?
Oh, we've got the clip of that guy you work with, the guy with the trolley, James.
Zimbabwean
play it for
guy.
Leanne, she'll recognize him immediately.
Oh, Leanne's
This is your co-worker, and I think he was actually off to buy an outfit for Heritage Day because he didn't know what to wear, right, Leanne?
No, he asked us.
He didn't know what to wear, so here he is. You'll recognize him, Leanne, straight away.
Trolley.
Mm.
What trolley?
Coming.
You'll see, no, we found him on the street outside Leanne's office. We know everybody, Mash. You know this. We know everyone in South Africa. Vyasan, by the way, just says here, the government didn't think of our Tamil tribe when deciding on Heritage Day. It's in the middle of our fast. Watching people's braids are depressing. So Vyasan feeling left out there. The wife would not let me send my kid to school dressed as Jan van Riebeek.
Oh, is this him?
Here's Leanne's guy. Yeah. Go for it. Play.
Name me the days of the week in order.
The days of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday, Tuesday.
Name me the months of the year in order.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August. You know what? I have a song I used to sing when I was old. January, February, March,
April, May, June, July, August, September, August, November, December.
What does WWW stand for?
Wait, what? Why?
Wait, what? Why? For 100 million, would you sell your soul?
What else? Is that all? Ah, my friend, you must be specific. You're asking me for 100 million. Is that all you have to say? What else? Tell me, bring. I already have where to put it. If you want, I'll bring my uncle's, a tractor back at his farm. Listen, my brother, why, give me my money. Why are you going? Come back here.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It is. That's the guy, right? So he was complaining about not having an outfit. What did you wear?
I wore pants that I got custom made by by my designer.
People are terrified that you're going to come in without pants.
Oh, count the days. Yeah, it's coming.
It's coming. One of these days, everybody.
One of these days. I'm fighting temptation every day, Gareth.
Damn right.
On my birthday, I was like, do you know how hard it's been to get to another birthday without showing my hoo-ha online? Do you know how hard
Mash, those days are behind you.
Sure.
Literally and figuratively.
Nowadays, it gets harder every day, literally and figuratively, too.
How's your OnlyFans going?
Well,
I had to close
that down
a while ago.
Sure. Like, Mash has got a serious job. He's a real business
I'm a
guy
I'm a
now.
Corporate person now. So I can't be doing that behavior anymore.
He's not some slay queen.
I don't know where the lines are anymore. So,
the pants I wore were too big.
Oh,
they were way too big. So I put so many needles just in the side just to hold them together. It was very uncomfortable for me.
See,
but
again,
I looked good. I can send you
the producers a picture. There was a nice humble brag about how thin you've got.
Huh? I have to squeeze it in there.
All right, yeah, send us a picture because send it to James that he can show that off as well. So you didn't dress up at all, Leanne. Look here. This is here at
at
our office.
Beautiful.
I mean, there's some awesome outfits going on there, right?
Yeah, color, but what are the white people wearing?
Yeah, well, Kiwi. I mean, like you said, is that
back,
you in the background, James?
Jersey.
No, it's not you.
No.
James, that's a woman. I know that's not you. I'm talking about the guy at the back. Who's? Okay. Can't see. But there we go. And famously.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know what to wear on Heritage Day.
Okay, well.
And it's pretty sad. What would you wear?
Okay. I'm sending to the producers this quickly.
Whatever I want. I would just wear normal. Listen, I don't even dress up for interviews. So I'm the wrong guy to ask. But some people like dressing up.
It's very
up.
Difficult, Gareth. As
I've
a,
got friends.
As a white South African.
Oh, the struggles person. Of.
The struggles of the white
it's
South
so
African.
Hard. Oh my God, are you going to immigrate to America because it's so hard for you to find an outfit for
Maybe
Heritage
I could dress
Day.
Up as a Hardy Dar.
Hardy Dar?
No, man. There's got to be. So, James, did you dress up?
Jizzy.
Did you dress up?
I don't come. My heritage is not rugby.
Maybe the comment section will help us.
Yeah.
Judas says on Heritage Day, because I don't really. It takes a lot to get me to dress up.
Oh, yeah.
And I went. You know what I did on Heritage Day?
What?
Absolutely nothing. I didn't even know it was a holiday until the day before. So Tuesday morning, I was sitting in a meeting and someone said, oh, and tomorrow's a public holiday.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Ah.
I had totally forgotten. So even if I'd wanted to, I hadn't thought there was a holiday in the first place. So Judas says, on Heritage Day, I actually followed your advice and spoke to my mom. I got to understand and write down a bit of my family history. I'm inspired to do a family tree. Good.
Yes.
That's awesome. And Pumlani says, Gareth, you did dress up as Zorro last week, so that counts. I did. I wore that black top that people said was Zorro. So yeah, actually, I'll dress up as Zorro. Then.
Actually, I've just remembered my grandfather was a miner, like in the mines.
Stimela, yeah. So would you dress up as a?
I could possibly
as a worker.
Dress up as a Zambian miner. Possibly that might pass.
Oh, Leanne.
Mash, what do you think white people should dress up for?
Kiwi, just wear your kiwi.
Just kiwi
and be merry.
Chinos if you're a guy, skepezan if you're a
girl.
And
those short shorts. Yeah. Those short shorts. You know, the ones that the Buddha
or a shirt with Mandela on the front. You know?
Yeah. You know, something that's that people associate with.
Yeah.
with not
no pressure.
People, but
Vyasin says, if white people can use African outfits, I would like to see Mash in some khaki shorts. You've worn khaki shorts before.
That's just my everyday outfit.
By the way, Mash is now like in a. Are you still in this relationship with the Afrikaans guy?
Yes.
Yeah, so he's he's maybe more boer than you think he is. Yes.
Wow, yeah, a pair of boer balls would do well there.
I love me some boer.
Bitcoin Boots says you wear, if you're a white person who doesn't know how to dress up for Heritage Day, you wear fellies, like velskoene.
Then you're
that's
done.
A good idea.
Yeah.
But that's a very good idea.
Okay, so that's the Afrikaans. Those are the Dutch settlers.
Yes.
Okay,
and then you get the British settlers.
Then you wear a red coat and you shoot people.
Oh my God!
I mean,
it is something to talk about. It's not that easy.
I think that the biggest problem is that people don't really know a lot about South African history, and unfortunately, at school at the moment, all they teach you is maybe the last 20, 40 years.
Yes,
and so your depth of field is very, very small in order to find something to wear. I mean, you could dress up as a voortrekker, or you could dress up as an Anglo-Boer War English soldier. You could dress up as a, remember the English invented the concentration camp? You could dress up as a Tani who was put in a concentration camp by the English. There's a whole lot going on.
You
dress up as an Indian in KZN.
Now you're coming with
right.
The ideas.
Yeah.
Wear ANC regalia. Hey, we've got that woman who's voting ANC. She's a perfect example. Just wear one of these shirts and have this idea. Here we go. Take a look.
I'm going to vote for ANC to come and make change for us. You must see better life. I am ANC.
Isn't that great?
I still can't tell whether she's pro or...
You could dress like that.
Anti. You could dress like that.
You could get a Helen Ziller haircut.
Absolutely.
That could work.
I should actually.
Yeah, I should my outfit as well. My outfit was just a plain white shirt with those pants, just patterned pants, and that's it. It doesn't have to be complicated.
And I'm a quarter Jewish, so I could.
You could have done some of that too. I mean, there's lots of, completely offensive cultural stereotypes you have to choose from, Leanne.
Yeah. Actually, I shared my outfit with the producers.
Oh, have you got it? Oh, nice. We must take a look at that.
So simple.
Someone wants to know here from you, Mash. Question for Mash. How's the Afrikaans pup? Do you like Afrikaans pup?
I haven't had pup in a long time.
Oh, okay, you
we
don't do
eating
that.
Pup.
Okay.
He hasn't eaten carbs since he was my <fetle.
laughs> Shorts, t-shirt, and pluckies, Anton says. That's all you need to worry about if you're a white South African.
That's always when I know there's a rugby game on, when I go to spa and the men are in their little pluckies. I'm all excited buying charcoal.
Max Sony says, fuck that. All the more reason for these guys to ask why you never give me.
Oh, yes.
So that's from Max Sony. Bitcoin. Oh, look at that. There we go. Okay, you see, Mash, that's way too smart for Heritage Day. I'm sorry.
Is it too smart?
Yeah, it's like you're just trying to be a fashion icon instead of just celebrating Heritage Day. What we need is like a... What is the thing...
What?
You see, you're not Zulu, so you couldn't have worn that. Wait, what was that thing called that Wandy had on last week, guys?
What is
that? What?
Gareth wouldn't be able to say that.
Kaile.
Kaile.
Oh.
What comes before so Kaile?
Like, is it like a duke?
No, Kaile is like a thing made of deer skin.
Oh,
but you know the taxi drivers that wear? There was a guy wearing one of those like fake leopard print shirts here as well. Like a taxi driver would wear. That was fun. So you can wear anything. I mean, I don't think anyone's going to be super judgy.
Nobody really cares.
Yeah.
I would probably, you know what? I think I would probably go for like safari gear.
Yeah, maybe.
Because that to me, about being South African, that's what I feel.
Okay.
Like animal print.
You're like a game driver.
Signet wants to know, why do you take selfies in the fucking toilet?
Because why not?
So this lighting was good, obviously.
The lighting is good. Okay. The lighting.
Where is the best lighting?
I've never ever taken a photograph of myself
I've heard that the best lighting is in change rooms.
Change rooms have the best lighting, but you must not take pictures. You'll go to prison.
No, but hang on.
You go to prison?
You're not allowed. It's actually illegal to take pictures.
Every woman knows that.
Which change rooms, Leanne?
Change room, terrible, absolutely awful. I don't know what retailers are thinking. Because everything looks awful.
Yeah, okay, you may be right. I haven't been in a change room for ages at a shop because I don't even try things on. I just buy them and then realize I got the wrong size when I got home. But Mash said you get arrested if you take pictures in change rooms? What nonsense is this?
No. I thought you guys meant the locker rooms at gyms.
Oh,
my brain is so gymified. I just suddenly thought
you could get arrested for taking a picture in a change room. I've seen lots of people taking pictures in change. Rate my outfit.
Mm.
Yeah,
so right? Guys.
But no, change rooms. Even
got
like
this in a size 10.
Yeah.
But normal change rooms also, I think they have good lighting. I take lots of pictures and videos in change rooms. The lighting is amazing.
No, it's awful.
Well, maybe it's where I shop. I shop at Mr. Price. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I'm like a pick and pay clothing girl.
They have good lighting too. I've been there. Hey, Wulian.
maybe it's just body dysmorphia, whatever it's called.
Oh, and that is a real thing as well, hey? Mm. I've been suffering from body dysmorphia, I've come to realize.
Really?
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine and I was like, oh, my arms are so small. And she's like, what do you mean? And some guy passing by is like, dude, those big guns. What do you mean? And they were like,
but you start to compare yourself to people who are
way bigger.
You know, and you think about how you looked a year ago and you can't even tell that there's been such a transformation. Yeah. You got to look out for that, actually.
It's because you live with yourself. So you see yourself every day. You don't see the change happening. Other people notice it first.
It's like Leanne in the next 4 months after her Ozempic. She's going to walk in here like a fucking supermodel. And then,
remember,
she'll be too good for us, Mash. She won't want to talk to us anymore.
I have some advice for you, Leanne.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Remember, guys, that this is medication. I'm not taking it to lose weight.
No, I know, but you're going to anyway.
And I'm doing it really, really slowly because I have other chronic medications.
So you must eat.
Mm-hmm. I must eat.
Yeah.
I have to start eating because I'm not eating enough.
Oh, geez.
What's that doctor called? The doctor who
Doctor Now.
To the fat people?
Doctor Now.
The one who goes,
Doctor Nowzaden.
But how can you say that you are not eating?
And then they lie. They go like, I don't know how I gained weight. It must be water weight.
But you are putting things in your mouth all the time.
You've eaten the food for the next 4 years ahead of time.
There's a woman who's like trying to lose weight and her husband, Doctor Nows her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, as she's taking something from the fridge, he's like, but you see now, you eat too many strawberries.
You've got his voice right. You've got it exactly right. You eat too many strawberries.
You say you eat one strawberry, you eat the whole planet. And he follows her around the house and makes these comments everywhere.
There was one lady.
You're putting too much toothpaste on your toothbrush. What will happen when you swallow it? Yeah, you put on the weight.
Leanne's got the voice exactly right.
There was one person on the show who ate a lot of salad, and she's like, I've been eating a lot of salad. And he goes,
what was like?
Who told you to eat a lot?
Yeah.
All right.
You must
only
eat little salad.
I do have a special treat for both of you. You know, I discovered Sylvia the psychic the other day. We played a couple of her clips. She comes up now every day on my Instagram, and I'm delighted to bring you two new clips of Sylvia helping people speak to dead relatives and finding out things from across the void. Oh, yes, this is a real thing. This was on a show called Montel,
back
the Montel Jordan show,
80s,
which was
90s.
Oh, we're talking 80s, yeah. And very, very popular show back in the day.
I think I remember this.
This woman is so cutthroat, she wastes no time, though. She gives you the feedback, and then you must fuck off. Take a look.
Passed away 3 years ago, and
she was a beautiful woman, by the way.
Thank you. And before she passed away, she tried several times to tell me something in the hospital, and I could not understand because of the tube she had in her mouth. And
yeah, the trachea, all that.
And I just didn't understand, and until this day, it still bothers me that I couldn't understand my own mother.
She didn't, you know, this is really hard to tell you. Your father is not your father.
Wow.
But who cares? You love who you love.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay.
But she wanted to get that off her chest. Who cares? You know, but I mean, that was her thing.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
No. Okay. That is so... Yeah.
Your father's not your father. Oh, but who cares? You love her. You love her.
The trachea and all of that.
Right.
The trachea.
Just beautiful.
Oh. Are psychics still a thing, by the
she
way?
She was like... No, I'm sorry. I can't move on from that.
Go on. What bothers you the most about that?
About the fact that she didn't even really get to her question. And she, and that woman was like, yeah. Your father, by the way, your father is not your father.
She's great. She doesn't need to waste time asking you questions. I mean, you know, this is where, I mean, really, when we badger Dr. Hanan with questions, we should just go, Dr. Hanan.
Yes, but he's coming out with the truth. She's just making shit up.
How do you know she's making shit up, Leanne?
I've seen other clips of her. There's
she's
one
great.
Clip where there's a woman who comes to her. She goes like, no, we haven't seen whoever, like someone went missing apparently. Mm. And she just goes, the Sylvia woman just goes, she's dead.
Yeah, right.
She died in water. Yeah. And it's like, oh, okay. And the person just confused and sits down.
Well, here's another one. Because, you know, I like you so much this morning that I'm going to spoil you with a little bit more Sylvia.
Yay.
I'm one of five siblings. We had two brothers and there's three girls. I'm the middle girl. I haven't seen my oldest sister for over 50 years, and I'm wondering if she's still alive.
No, she's not. No, she's
thank
not.
You very much.
She's not, honey. She hasn't been alive for quite a while.
Thank you.
Look how uncomfortable the woman with the back is.
That's exactly what Mash was just saying. It's like, oh, no, she's dead, honey.
But she's like bored of being a psychic.
She's like, yeah, he's dead. And the people are just like, oh, okay. Oh. Oh, okay, yeah. All
what
right.
are you meant to do with that information?
And then you just sit down, you're like,
just
okay.
Just get on with your life now. She's like, well, that's enough from you. You can get on with your
she's
life.
Like,
thank you.
She's done with
thank
life.
You. Yeah, she's like, get out of here. And Montel, he's just sitting there going, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I used to love good. These early, these 2000s
They were the best.
Shows. They were the best. Yeah. Do you remember Maury with
yeah,
the
Maury
olives?
Maury Povich.
Bring out the olives!
Right.
Was it Maury who said bring out the olives?
Maury Povich, there was, and those were all before Oprah and Ellen
yes.
and all
I don't
of those
remember
shows.
That one.
There was a woman who was deathly afraid of olives, like terrified of olives. I'm going to find the clip and send it
to
you.
And they tormented her.
And then as she was like telling them about
like
how
she wouldn't
terrified,
touch them or eat them.
She didn't even want to see an olive. She said it terrified her. And what does Maury do after she confides in him, sitting on the couch like we are now?
Yeah.
He yells, bring out the olives! And they just bring out this huge jar of olives and start chasing her with it. And she's traumatized and screaming
like
the whole time.
If someone did that with spiders, I'd be finished.
Bring out the spiders!
Oh,
Producer
geez.
James?
Hey, they found Jesus in... I know, this is very big. Yeah, have a look, because this obviously this was on Heritage Day and people were paying attention. They found Jesus. He was driving a buggy.
After the rapture.
Look, have a look. You got the Jesus? Okay, let's show everybody. I can't believe.
Jesus! Jesus! Take me to Jerusalem! Jesus! Jesus! I like you, Jesus! I like you, Jesus! Jesus!
Jesus! Jesus!
See? This is South Africa. We knew he'd come here. Promised land, I'm telling you. This is the stuff.
This is like, the promised land.
Yeah, well,
I remember being called, like, you know, when you stop at a robot and you're heckled or, like, asked for money or whatever. And the guys would always say when I had my hair blow-dried, ah, Miss California.
Oh, right, okay.
With the sunglasses on. I love that.
I do have a couple of other things I want us to talk about this morning. Yes. Apparently, according to Mash, piracy is back.
Oh, piracy's back.
Are we talking
popping.
About pirates on the sea and ships?
No.
Jack Sparrow type
no,
shit?
No, downloading or stuff illegally.
Downloading illegally.
Yes. Okay. So there's been a shift. Things are shifting and I think nostalgia is coming back. Because what's happening now is people are tired of spending so much money.
Mm.
I have discussed with you before, Gareth, that I've cancelled all of my subscriptions. Netflix,
right.
Disney Plus, Hulu, all of them. Oh, yeah. Every single one. Showmax, I cancelled everything.
Yeah.
My poor family is suffering as a result because they were on my subscriptions as well. But they're learning to live with it. And the reason why I cancelled them was because they were getting kind of expensive, Leanne.
Yo.
They were getting a little bit too expensive. And the thing is, you get one subscription to watch one show. Oh, I want to watch South Park. I'm going to get a whole Paramount Plus just to watch South Park. That's a whole freaking $200. I finish South Park, and then what do? I don't cancel it. I just keep it going because I think to myself, maybe there might be another show. Let's see. Maybe it might be worth my while later on.
But it's so true, and there's this like FOMO as well where you see someone on TikTok talking about a certain show.
And you're like,
you Google it to find it, and you don't have that platform.
Yeah.
And so you can either end up having too many or...
Oh. So you're going to get that platform.
Somebody told me this week to watch the Charlie Sheen thing. Apparently there's a Charlie Sheen documentary or something on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Because he's written a book. I heard two interviews with him in the past couple of days. Charlie Sheen, let me tell you, that guy, there's something special going on there because he took all the drugs and he slept with prostitutes.
I don't know how he's still alive.
I mean, like, he did all the worst things you could do.
He contracted everything.
And he's fine. I mean, remember he had AIDS or whatever as well.
Doesn't he have HIV?
I think he still does. I don't know. He's back. He looks great. He's 60 years old and... He's got a sense of humor. His brain is still the same.
From the whole family. Martin Sheen is his dad, right?
Phenomenal. Yeah. Yes. Martin Sheen's his dad. And
he's got a brother.
Emilio Estevez is his brother.
What? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Sure. So he's living it up then.
He seems to be fine.
Sure. So, and it's on Netflix. The show.
Yeah.
You need to subscribe now.
No, so somebody said to me it's on Netflix. So I realized I don't have, because I don't have any subscriptions at all. So unless someone.
I have one.
Which one?
Netflix.
Mm. Okay, that's the only one.
Is it worth it?
I suppose.
Yeah, I don't have much time to watch it, so it's enough.
Okay,
because I only need to watch like maybe two things at once.
Because Netflix is like $200, unless you have the 99 rand package. There's two packages. If you want 4K, you have to pay $200 if you want to watch it on a big TV.
Oh no, I don't. I watch it on my phone.
Yeah.
You see, you've already got over your cat. Look at you talking about Netflix.
So you're on a phone watching Netflix.
Bizarre statements.
See, you're already feeling better.
Oh, shame.
No, I'm sorry.
I did send some photos, James.
Oh, no, let's not.
Do you not want to see my dead cat?
No, please not.
Make a little collage with music.
No, Leanne. No, shame. Oh, that's horrible.
I'm
very sorry about your cat. I really am.
Shame, Leanne.
That's a horrible thing to happen.
That's fine. James can show the pictures.
Nobody wants to see the cat that's passed on.
No, you know
that's
why?
That's very sad.
Because she was part of like my broadcast life.
Yes.
So remember, I lost a ginger cat.
Must we play piano music?
I lost a ginger cat. And then someone phoned in at 5FM and said, I have this cat. This little kitten that's a week old.
So
she was like, and then everyone helped me name her. So I thought I would just show her.
Okay, well.
So I took a photo of her dead.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm kidding.
All right, so, James, do we have any sad piano music we could play while we show these pictures? Because this is here's a heartstring puller from Leanne this morning. She's like those people who set up their camera after a breakup in their car and they're crying. And, you know, they want the clicks. But have we got some piano music? All right, let's see if we just find something sad to play in the background.
I could just sing.
Yeah. And then we can put the picture up and then Leanne can go and fall in a heap in the corner again because that's all right, just pretend you're okay for just another minute, Leanne.
Another minute. Yeah.
Just another minute, you need to be okay, Leanne. My God.
Oh my God.
Were going to tell us about a whole lot of facts from history, and I was excited about those.
Yeah,
but
I was.
No, we don't have, we don't have time now unless...
There isn't time. What was that thing?
No, you know what? Tell us, because this is probably better than the cat picture anyway.
Okay, because that's the difference.
I love this. Yeah, no, go.
Yeah.
I want to hear these facts about history that we think are true, but they've turned out to be false. I was busy last night. This is how boring my people want to know what I do in my spare time.
Yeah,
I look up. I looked up the architecture and the layout of the Temple of Apollo at Delphi, and that was where the Sibyl would announce the oracle would answer questions in riddles. So you'd go there, and there'd be someone.
So like the psychic.
Yeah, like the psychic, but in ancient times, and she would go hubba da bubba da bubba da bubba da, and then you would you'd get an answer to your question. Usually your question would be answered with a riddle. But the Temple of Apollo at Delphi was probably one of the most visited places in the ancient world. And I was looking at that last night thinking there's probably still so much that we are going to uncover. And I realize every time I go online that there's someone studying some bizarre part of history that I thought I knew, and then they come up with totally new things.
Like genetics and DNA and AI that's helping to recreate things. It's like never ending. I used to think history was history. And we knew everything. Those were the facts.
What do you got? What have you got for us?
Okay. So, for instance, what do you think ninjas wear?
Ninjas did not wear the black outfits with just their eyes aren't covered. They would have worn like almost like samurai outfits.
Like kimonos with that big hat.
Yeah. Like in Mortal Kombat. They don't dress like that.
Oh.
So, yes, ninjas in kabuki theater may have been dressed in black as a stage direction device, but actually ninjas opted for dark brown or even dark blue.
Oh.
These colors were more common and inconspicuous at the time, making them perfect for blending in.
Oh, okay. Well, got that one completely wrong. So 0 points for me and 0 points for Mash.
Huh.
All right, next.
Next. Despite what you may have seen in photos and museums, Greek and Roman statues weren't initially white.
Yeah, they were painted.
I knew you'd know this one.
No. They were painted in bright colors, actually, like a little bit garish.
Intricately painted in bright colors.
They didn't look real. They looked kind of, I think that's not an improvement, if you ask me.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, so on the left, that might not be classical. That might actually be Renaissance. But on the right, that's the Augustus of Prima Porta that was uncovered at Livia's holiday house in Prima Porta. And it's a statue of the first emperor, Augustus. And it was probably made in about 30 BC, somewhere around there.
So it's because these statues were only discovered, hello statue. It's because these statues were only discovered so late that their paint had worn off.
Yeah.
Why had people not discovered them while their paint was on?
Because
I sound like, who's that woman who does the history of the BBC?
Paint doesn't last very long. I mean, they have found stuff from the Middle Ages, for example, that were, because people think the Middle Ages was all like very dark and gloomy and shitty. But they painted everything. They painted walls, they painted ceilings. Statues, ceilings, everything. And a lot of it has lasted. But obviously, if it's out in the rain, if it's in the soil.
Also, the material of the statue. What are these statues made of?
Marble.
Marble. Yeah. Marble is the slipperiest thing.
Yeah.
That paint is just going to zoop.
Yeah.
Eventually. Yeah.
And Mash is right. It doesn't last. You can find tiny little remnants of it.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the best you get. Okay, what else?
Another one. Albert Einstein, known as one of the greatest physicists of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Despite this, there was that long-standing rumor going back as far as the 30s that he wasn't the best at maths.
Well, didn't his maths teacher at school tell him something like, Albert, you will never amount to anything. Something like that.
Einstein himself cleared this rumor up when he told a rabbi at Princeton, before I was 15, I had mastered differential and integral calculus.
Well, what? Mash, you and Leanne and I can't do differential or
integral or calculus.
I can't do basic calculus.
We can't do any of that.
What is
all
calculus?
All seven of those three.
No, don't ask us. All right, so in other words, he's just setting the record straight that he wasn't an idiot at any point. So there are stupid people all over the world right now writing their matric finals, because that's coming up, right?
Yeah.
And then, this algebra, why do I need it? Einstein was bad at maths. No, he wasn't. You're an idiot. If you don't get good marks, no one will employ you.
Bye. Do better. Do better.
No, that's the truth. All right, next.
Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, I loved Marilyn Monroe.
Best known as the blonde bombshell.
Yeah, she porked a lot of famous people.
She did.
A lot of famous people porked her.
A lot of dickin'.
Yeah, damn
my,
right.
My role model there,
John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy definitely had a go. Apparently his brother Bobby Kennedy, also had a go. Mm-hmm.
So apparently, you know, everyone said, oh, she was so curvaceous.
Mm.
She was like, and we're in this day and age, on dating apps, we'll put ourselves as curvy when we're actually obese.
Yes.
That's called, is called?
Lying.
Catfishing.
But
curvy. You're curvy and you arrive
that she
and
was like a size 16.
Just do the doctor voice again. I arrive on a date. Please do.
But you say you're eating fresh air. But you're not eating fresh air. You're eating a lot of fatty foods. Eating a lot of oil.
Oh, I wish I could do that voice. Then I would do. I'd use that voice wherever I went. You are eating too much food. Okay, go on.
So everyone thought she was like a size 16.
Yes,
but she was actually, if you look at like comparison
there's a picture.
She was actually very tiny.
Mm.
Very,
oh, okay.
Very, very tiny.
So. What are you saying? Are you saying she was much thinner than we think?
Yes. So by today's standards, you would think that she was a bigger woman.
But she wasn't.
But she actually wasn't. She was very tiny. She was like the American size fall.
So that's a really good point. And you've always got to ask the question, compared to what?
Mm.
Like if you're comparing it to a Kardashian, I heard something gross the other day I need to ask you both about before you go. Mm. We'll get back to the history stuff. Will you save the rest of it?
I've got 32 and those are four. We can do them another time.
Okay. Well, I mean, we would finish the show at 8 o'clock tonight if we let you carry on. I heard this gross thing the other day about BBLs.
Brazilian butt lifts.
That and they smell.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Is this a thing?
Yes, they do stink, apparently.
Oh, no. But from where?
So, apparently the fat that they inject into the BBL to make your butt bigger, some of it cannot get supply of blood from the blood because they put in too much, right?
So it comes out.
And then it's fat necrosis. So, the fat tissue dies and it stinks when
it
dies.
It's decaying tissue.
So, these people with these huge asses that they've had constructed for themselves, they are very smelly to be around.
I wonder if it's stinking through their skin.
Mmm. Suppurating.
Oh.
Fetid.
Oh.
Rotting necrotic flesh.
Wasn't that your uncle? If it boh.
Boh.
Boh. Found something nauseating.
It is nauseating.
That is nauseating.
Isn't that revolting?
That is gross.
Have you ever smelt it, though?
I have never smelt it. I don't know anyone who got a BBL.
Mm-mm, I don't either. No, who needs to in South Africa?
You can just squat also if you're that desperate.
Yeah, but you know, people want the
quick fix.
They want the unreasonable Kardashian butt. I've also seen
now everyone's getting shit removed, hey? Mm-hmm. Fillers and they're all going all natural.
Yeah.
Really?
Simon, have you seen Simon Cow?
No.
Whoa,
he looks terrifying. He was walking down
there. Has he had everything taken out?
No. So I know this clip that Mash is about to tell us about. I don't have it for you, but
I'll get it for you.
This is something scary. So Simon Cowell, and you know.
Because he had a lot of work done.
Way too much. The
too
guy
much.
Looks, he used to look good.
I'm sending it to the producers
and
now.
And it's not an age thing. I do not want anyone to misconstrue what I'm about to say as being like, we all get old, right? And there is a thing going on in Hollywood at the moment that is really worrying me. Like people, I don't know whether it's too much of the Ozempic. I don't know if it's Botox, fillers, plastic surgery. Whatever's happening there is not a healthy situation.
But there are also amazing things happening. Like,
no, sure.
Yeah. What's the Kardashian mother?
Yeah. She looks terrific.
Yeah,
but
and
the daughters, honestly,
Lindsay Lohan, they look
Great. I agree. We've had this conversation about how it definitely has worked for some people.
Yeah.
But man, have some of the others made a terrible mistake.
But like those Essex girls with the big lips, the big eyelashes.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
They're all dissolving their shit.
Are they?
Yeah. They're like, because they only follow trends.
Absolutely.
Now apparently it's natural, so they're all having.
You know what happens, Ne? people start using these fillers, these Botox, all these products so early in life. From the age of like 19, people start using these things. And what happens is even, so I'm, I'll just say it. So my partner used to do Botox as well. And he stopped quite recently. And the reason why he stopped is because he told me, he said, so it's great for like numbing you there. Mm. You're not moving those muscles. So it prevents wrinkles. But the problem is you get muscle, I forgot what the terminology is, that those muscles basically like
atrophy.
Yes, you get muscle atrophy. And as a result, you become even saggier as time goes on because now your muscles aren't working. So you become dependent and you need more and more and more to keep stretching that area out until your face looks like a big bubble head and you look like Simon Cowell, whose video I just sent to the producers.
Ooh, guys, the Simon Cowell clip is, it's really, I don't know what he did.
Yeah.
But he looks like a zombie, right? Oh, and by the way, in a similar clip that I saw this week,
yeah,
the guy who used to host Idol Seacrest, Ryan Seacrest.
I haven't seen him in so long.
He have you seen him? The eyes are all sunken. Yeah. He looks horrific.
He was so handsome.
Yeah, well, not anymore. Again, you can really screw this up.
Yeah. Here's
so
the
let's,
Simon
let's take a look at it, Simon Cowell. This is awful. And by the way, they're celebrating here, but...
But the thing, right? The thing that bothers me the most about him is the thing that he's never had fixed, and I don't know if you can, but it's his weird hair.
What's wrong with the hair?
Strange middle parting thing that he's got.
I haven't noticed that ever.
That's so weird.
No, there's a lot wrong with
his
him.
His face is too distracting, Leanne. I don't know how you picked up the hair.
Well, no, it's so weird. He's got this
the
weird
hair is really
middle parting thing.
No, I don't think the hair is the biggest issue for Simon Cowell. There's a lot. There are 200 things on the list before the hair.
Simon Cowell looks like the monster from George's Game.
But I'll tell you what, if you guys are interested, I found a doctor in the UK who is an expert in all of this. And I will try to interview him next week and we'll play it out on the show. Because he's in the UK, he's one of the world's leading authorities in all of this stuff.
Oh, wow.
Whether it's, you know, surgery, diet, fitness, all of this stuff. And I'm going to interview him next week and then we'll play it out on the show. So there's
That'll
someone.
Be amazing.
Don't you feel like judged by someone like that?
Oh yeah,
well, because they can see.
You'd be judged every
right
time you walk into the building, the street, wherever you go.
Even
in
people
the shops.
Who aren't specialists can see some of these things. Hey?
Yeah,
yeah.
All right. Well, Leanne, in honor of your cat Saffron, we have a funeral play out. While
you do,
yes, while you leave the studio, we take a quick break. And Ben also has a message for us because he's off to the Ryder Cup this weekend, so he'll fill us in on some sport.
I was hoping Ben was here because he is a cat dad.
Yeah, shame. He would have commiserated with you. Unlike
thank
me and
you.
Well, Mash did. Mash, yes. Mash was very kind to you.
Exactly.
You know what? I'll sing a song for you.
Oh, boy.
Julian.
Poor Leanne. Poor Leanne. Poor Leanne doesn't have her cats.
It was a black and white cat
took
that I lost
to
last
the
time.
Vet and he said it should stay there. She just went and bought another cat. Is that all right?
That's fine. Thank you.
That's
love
my
it.
Most sensitive
thank
attempt.
Thank you.
All right. Here's the picture. And this is for anybody who remembers all those years ago when Leanne first got the cat.